재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
It's the longest running radio show in TBS EFM history.
Oh my gosh, the Steve Hatherly show? Wow, I started listening when I was in high school. And now I'm a mother. I listen with my baby.
Funny, hilarious, energetic.
Steve Hatherly, is he still on air? Oh my God, he must be like a really old man now.
Steve? 누구? 나 Steve 몰라.
Steve Hatherly show, 대박!
I really enjoy listening to Steve Hatherly show. Why? It's fun. Fun and fun.
It's full of interesting news around the world, information for life, and I love all the music they play.
Steve is funny and has a lot of energy. I can learn English from the show.
I love
Steve
Hatherly
show.
The Steve Hatherly show.
Hour number two of the Steve Hatherly show. You're listening to us on EFM 101.3 in the Seoul and its surrounding areas. GFN 98.7 in Gwangju, 93.7 FM in Yeosu, and 90.5 in Busan. Thank you so much for staying with us for the second hour on this Saturday afternoon. Superlingo Saturday will continue, of course. Kaylin stays with me in the studio. But in this second hour, we switch gears and we talk babbling idioms. Today, they are related to air. This should be a fun list to go over. You'll find out what's on that list in just a few minutes. I'll remind you of the shows if you missed out on or you'd like to hear again. You can find us at popbang.com. That's P-O-D-B-B-A-N-G.com. You can check us out at Naver's Audio Clip or at iTunes. And if you find us at iTunes, please do hit 5 stars, hit subscribe, or leave us a kind review as well. We'll take a break. When we come back, Babbling Idioms in hour number two of the Steve Hatherly Show. Here's Kelly Clarkson. Catch my breath. Babbling idioms in hour number two on this Saturday afternoon. By the way, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Or maybe
Is it Monday?
It's Monday. I think it's Monday.
Oh, it's the 14th of the month.
Yeah.
Well, that shows you how romantic I am.
Well, Steve, do you do baby talk?
Do I do that? Yeah, you know, I mentioned that in the first hour. I said, I asked the question, I was like, oh, so do you? Do I? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about it. Yeah, I guess on occasion.
Okay.
I think everybody does on occasion,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah.
I've always thought that I don't have any egg yolk at all. But I've been told that I have a lot of egg yolk.
Oh.
But I don't see that myself. But
well,
maybe,
I would never see that side of you. But,
yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's not as subtle as I had thought or perhaps hoped it was. Yeah. Any plans? Do you guys do Valentine's Day with each other?
We do, but when it's really busy and hectic with work, we kind of skip Valentine's Day.
Is it more important to you or to your husband, Valentine's Day?
I think it's more important to me.
Yeah, you think
so?
Yeah.
Because when we were dating, I told him, like, I think it's important that we, you know, celebrate each other's birthdays and anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because it's only 4 days of the year that we actually like sit down and really try to think of the other person.
Well, that shouldn't be the case.
No, I mean, it shouldn't be the case, but because we're so, like, you know, crazy with work and whatnot.
To celebrate the relationship,
to celebrate. It's just, you know, it's our time, right? Nothing else, so.
I think that's a fair way to put it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So any special plan? I mean, is it always up to him?
No, it's up to me. So we do try to go out for dinner, but with, you know, the whole situation with COVID and whatnot, we might just stay home.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Nice home-cooked meal is nice, too, though. All right, so let's talk air idioms today, shall we? That previous conversation would have been a nice segue into romantic idioms, but we're doing air idioms today. So get us started, Kaylin.
Okay, the first idiom that I have is up in the air.
Very common expression.
Yeah, too common sometimes. So when something is up in the air, usually we're talking about a situation or maybe a decision that you have to make. It means that it has not been completely decided what we're going to do henceforth.
Yeah. So if I ask you, Kaylin, what are you doing with your next vacation? Where are you guys going to go?
I don't know. We've been deciding on the Maldives or maybe Jeju-do, but everything's up in the air right now.
Go to the Maldives.
I know.
If those are your choices, I love Jeju, but go to the Maldives. Have you been to the Maldives before?
Yeah, I have.
It's on my bucket list of places to go for sure.
It's nice.
My friend went recently, well, within the last year or two for a trip, and I just saw a lot of pictures, and I think it really is as beautiful as it is advertised, isn't
it?
Yeah. So going back to Kaylin's example, she said, oh, well, we're thinking about Jeju, we're thinking about the Maldives, but it's kind of up in the air right now. It's kind of a hard expression to use where you can use an image to help you maybe remember the expression. But imagine you have two balls in your hands, and one ball says Maldives and one ball says Jeju. And you throw both of those balls up into the air, and whichever ball comes down first, that's the place you're going to go. But if you haven't made a decision yet, that means both balls are still in the air. This is just an image to help you remember the expression. So if the balls are still in the air, then you can say the decision hasn't been made yet. Everything is still up in the air.
Yeah, but it has to kind of be like a big decision, right? Because you can't be like, oh, what do you want for lunch? Jjampong or jjajangmyeon? Oh, that's up in the air.
Yeah, right.
That's a little awkward.
It's not a big enough thing, right? Another example, which venue are we going to choose for our event? We're having an event at our company, and we're going to be inviting our clients for an evening of entertainment, but we need to choose our venue. Well, which venue did you choose? Or are you thinking about? Well, we're thinking about venue A, B, and C, but we're not sure which one we're going to choose right now. Everything is still up in the air.
Exactly.
So in those two examples, you could see one example had two choices. The second example had three choices.
Mm-hmm.
The third, if we gave a third example, that could have 15 choices. It doesn't matter. If a decision has not been made, then you can say it's still up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll hear a song. When we come back, it's my first expression. Here's 30 Seconds to Mars, up in the air.
Steve, what did the ghost say to his Valentine?
What?
You look so beautiful.
I was laughing at your voice, not at the joke. Then what did the bee say to the other bee?
What?
I love being with you, honey. All right, air idioms today. And my first one, I will choose to air something out. This is very specific in its meaning. But since spring is somewhat approaching, I thought this would be a good expression to do today. If you have something that's been in your closet, if you have clothes that have been in your closet for a long time, you can throw them in the washing machine. That's fine. Or you can also maybe put them on a clothesline outside.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes in an apartment complex, you'll see people, they'll put a blanket on their railing and hang it out. And that's just to get some fresh air into the blanket and get that stale, old smell out.
Right.
And when we put something outside to get rid of that stale, old smell, we are airing it out.
You can also air out like a room by ventilating the room.
Absolutely. By opening up all the windows, you can say, yeah, it feels stuffy in here.
Yeah.
The air feels stale. Let's air this room out. I was trying to think, what types of things do we air out? Do we put outside to try to get rid of like a stale old smell?
Well, clothes, definitely, and blankets, like you mentioned.
When you're unpacking them from wintertime, right?
What else?
I think furniture, too.
Oh, yeah, furniture.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, if you had a puppy or something, and sometimes you'll get that dog smell in the sofa covers or in the chair covers, then sometimes you just want to put those outside in the fresh air just to get rid of that puppy smell, just to air it out a little bit, right?
Yeah. But other than those, like, We don't air out computers.
No, well, exactly, because it wouldn't change. Number one, a computer doesn't have any smell.
True.
And number two, putting it outside wouldn't change the smell anyway, right? So it has to be something that is retaining some sort of unpleasant odor that you want to get rid of. Shoes!
Oh, shoes!
Sneakers!
Oh, I thought of one.
What?
These pop filters.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah, that too,
on
yeah.
On microphones.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, shoes is a great example.
Yeah.
Because shoes, of course, they get that smelly, stinky, stale smell to them. And sometimes when you put them outside, it helps to just kind of breathe new life into the shoe, if you will. We'll listen to a song. When we come back, we'll have Kaylin's second expression today. Here are the Jonas Brothers. Cool. I'm feeling so cool. Top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do, damn it, I'm feeling so cool.
Research shows that most individuals spend 60% of their conversation time talking about themselves. And this number jumps to 80% while conversing on social media.
Oh, that's interesting. Let's discuss that for a sec. I was thinking we would put your second expression in here, but let's talk about this before our 3:30 break.
Mm-hmm.
If an individual spends 60% of the time talking about themselves, right?
Yeah.
And then you have another individual that spends 60% of the time talking about themselves. Well, then I think herein lies the problem in relationships, is that people feel comfortable to a certain extent listening to or talking about someone else. But ultimately, they like talking about themselves more. So that leads to a problem in communication between two individuals.
Oh, I guess. A huge
right?
problem. So if each person... If they sacrifice 10% of that time that they want to talk about themselves for the other person,
right.
then it will be a perfect 50-50.
It'll be a perfect 50-50. But if one of those people is not willing to sacrifice that 10%, then that's going to lead to a bigger problem, because then one person is feeling like, wait a minute, I'm giving up some of my me talking time, but I sense that you are not giving up any of your me talking time at all. This is quite interesting.
Oh, you know, as we were talking about, you know, body language, there's one thing that I left out, which I think is in tie with this topic.
What's that?
So if you want the other person to feel like you're attentively listening to them, whether they're talking about themselves or not, they say that you should put up a face triangle.
What's a face triangle?
So when you're looking at the other person, listening, go from one eye to the other.
Back and
then
forth.
To the mouth.
Oh, back.
So, and then to the other eye. And it actually makes the other person feel like you're attentively listening.
I hope they don't notice.
Well, the point is that they should notice that if you're looking at their lips, it means that they're trying to see what comes out of your mouth.
Oh, so, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
33%, 33%, 33%. I, mouth. I, mouth.
Yeah.
I, mouth. Now backwards. Mouth, I. Mouth, I. Here's Jordan Sparks, No Air. Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Babbling idioms in part four of the show. Kaylin, what is your second air-related expression today?
It's a breath of fresh air.
Ah, yes.
Now, this expression could have two meanings. It could have a literal meaning, like, you know, you feel, just like when we were talking about air out, like, we feel like we need some fresh air. You can say, oh, I'm going to leave the office for a little bit so that I get a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, exactly. That's the literal meaning, so that you can go outside. And I'm using the word stuffy a lot today. You're in a stuffy place, or I guess it doesn't have to be stuffy. You've been inside for a long time, right? And then you feel like you want to go outside. Why? So that literally you can breathe some fresh air.
Yeah, fresh oxygen.
Yeah, that's the literal meaning of it. And we use this quite commonly. generally, don't we?
Yes, we do. That's the literal sense. Now we have the figurative sense. So when you literally say you want that fresh air and you need a breath of fresh air, what's the feeling that you get after you breathe in that fresh air? You feel refreshed.
Yes.
You feel really good, right? So a person or thing that makes a situation feel fresh, like new or exciting in a positive sense, we call that person or thing a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it could be that that person brings a feeling of freshness or excitement, but it doesn't just have to be those things. It can be simply a positive vibe.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Let's say that your team members at your office have been arguing a lot recently, and you haven't really been getting along that well. And then your team hires a new person, and they come in, and they're really positive, and they get along well with everyone, and then you just feel like, wow, everyone's been so negative recently, and this person here, they're new, they're positive. What a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
He or she is a breath of fresh air.
Right.
And yeah, like Kaylin said, it's the figurative meaning. Imagine that same image, though. You go outside and you breathe that fresh air literally. You feel like, oh, that's better.
Mm.
And so a person can bring that same feeling, right?
Right, exactly.
Mm. What about mm-hmm. a hobby? Sorry to interrupt, but what about starting something new?
Yeah,
can we use it that way?
Yeah, because it's kind of like a situation that brings something new into your life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you can say, like, for instance, when I first started taking ceramic classes, like, it was a breath of fresh air into my life because all I was doing was just work, taking care of the house, and, you know, that's it. But something new came into my life, and it was like a new thing that I started.
Yeah, so a thing can be a breath of fresh air,
uh-huh,
as well. I didn't know you were taking ceramic classes.
Oh, I was with my parents.
Oh, how's that
going? And my husband.
Are you still doing it now?
Yeah, every Saturday
morning.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
It's really fun. We've made, like, I don't know, like 10 cups.
Oh, awesome.
Like 4 bowls.
That's really cool. You can outfit your entire kitchen.
Yeah. So I think I have a whole line of ceramic, like handmade ceramic goods now.
Do you and your husband do the Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze?
No. We don't do it on the, what do you call it? The spinning thing.
Yeah.
No.
So I took one ceramics class, and I thought that's what it was going to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And apparently that's for, like, the ultra, ultra advanced.
Exactly.
Like, you need to be an expert.
But do they call it the mill?
Maybe. I don't even, they wouldn't even tell me what it was called. That's how advanced it is. They were like, you are not qualified to know what this is called.
Yeah.
And I think they just gave me a piece of clay and then I cut out a shape and then rolled it into, I think I made a flower pot.
Oh, that's nice.
It was all right, I think. Very good. All right, we'll take another break, and I've got my next expression for you after Cool and the Gang. Fresh.
Hey, Steve, what did the cucumber say to the pickle?
What?
You mean a great dill to me.
Oh, I love dill pickles. Then what did one oar tell the other oar of the boat?
What?
This is so romantic.
Row your boat.
All right. If Kaylin were to come onto the show,
mm-hmm,
and talk about her problems with her friends or her husband or her coworkers or her family members, we have a specific expression for that. And that is to air one's dirty laundry.
Yep.
It's such a fun expression, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, think about this in a literal way. And we have to kind of imagine that at our house, we have a clothesline, right? Which is common in other parts of the world. My grandmother used it all the time. And my grandmother would, in the summertime, she would do the laundry, and then she would take the laundry outside, and she would hang the clothes on the clothesline so that the clothes could dry in the fresh air and the sun. But those clothes were clean.
Yeah.
What you would not do is you would not take your dirty socks, your dirty t-shirts, your dirty underwear, your dirty pants, and take them outside and hang them on the clothesline. Why? You don't want everyone to see your dirty socks and underwear.
Yeah.
So that's the literal meaning, which no one ever does.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine that image. So when we say someone is airing their dirty laundry, it's a figurative expression that means someone is talking about the negative things between themselves, themselves, and another person in the public for other people to know.
Right.
So that's why I said, if Kaylin comes to the show and she says, oh, my husband does this and this is why we fight. Well, what Kaylin is doing at that time, she is showing her relationship's dirty socks, in a sense.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's what airing one's dirty laundry is.
I don't think I've ever done that, though.
You'll see it in the movies sometimes, right?
Yeah.
When couples will go out to dinner,
uh-huh.
and then, you know, one of the couples will start talking about, like, they had a fight about this,
uh-huh.
and they had a fight about that, and all of a sudden the dinner becomes slightly awkward.
Uncomfortable.
And that's because one couple is airing their dirty laundry. They're showing the other couple about the things that they fight about.
Yeah.
But you said you've never done this before.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, in Korean, there's that expression, 누워서 침 뱉기.
What's that mean?
내 얼굴에 침 뱉기, which means that you're spitting on your face.
Oh, okay.
So basically, if you talk bad about someone that you're in a relationship with, you're kind of talking bad about yourself.
You're making yourself
anyways.
Look bad.
Yeah, so basically, you know, I was taught growing up that I shouldn't do that. So I'm not used to doing that. But I have seen that a lot among couples, as you mentioned. Even like amongst friends. Oh, okay. I've done this before with friends,
yeah.
I guess, when I was growing up as a teenager.
Mm.
So, you know, we would always talk about like, you know, some girls, they have like triangle relationships.
Okay.
So like three girls, if they're really close, then one feels left out at some point of that relationship.
Okay.
You know, we would talk bad about each other and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah, I did air my dirty laundry out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's always negative things, right? We're not talking about positive things here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's often done in a public setting, right?
Sure.
But it doesn't have to be a public setting. If I call Kaylin and we're having a private conversation, but I'm talking about the difficulties that I'm having in my own private life with this person or that person or this person or that person, then I'm still airing my dirty laundry, right?
True, true.
Yeah, and people, you know, in some contexts it's okay. In some contexts it's quite good. But in other contexts, yeah, it's really not looked kindly upon. So you might be watching a movie and the couple will be at the table and the husband will be talking about the difficulties with his wife, and then his wife says, like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And she said, like, stop airing our dirty laundry.
Right.
Stop telling people the problems that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Marshmello and Halsey. Be kind. All right, Kaylin, what's your third expression today?
My third and last expression is disappear into thin air.
Ah, good one for magicians.
Yes. Now, the word thin might be a little confusing in this context if you want to translate it word by word.
Mm.
But what it just means is that something disappears completely so that it's out of sight completely. Sometimes it means that mysteriously it disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you mentioned, with magicians, yeah.
Yeah, this is a way to express how something is now completely gone.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
And we most often use this expression, I think, with people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's not a good thing, but it is a thing these days, like ghosting someone, right?
Yeah.
In dating.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking with them, and then all of a sudden you just don't talk to them anymore. Well, you're ghosting them, and that person might think about you, wow, Kaylin just disappeared into thin air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was there, and then she's gone.
Right.
So, like Kaylin said, this expression can be a little confusing if you look at the words like disappear into thin air, disappear into the air. How? Well, just think about the word disappear and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And the into thin air part is just a way to exaggerate how quickly and how completely they were gone.
The best examples of movies that I can think of is Gone Girl.
Okay.
I think Ben Affleck was in that movie, and his wife was a writer, and then she suddenly disappeared.
She's just gone.
Yeah, so that's why it's Gone Girl.
When someone is suddenly just gone, then they disappear into thin air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Harry Potter. Like, you know, when they use magic and at the train station, when they enter... What was it called? Nine and three quarters?
The platform, yeah.
Yeah, the platform. They just disappear into thin air.
Yep.
I mean, in that case, literally into the wall. But disappeared into thin air.
They are quickly and completely gone when they disappear into thin air.
Uh-huh.
We'll come back. I'll give you my final expression after in excess, disappear. Just quickly, my final expression today is to air one's grievances.
Oh.
Do you remember the TV show Seinfeld?
Yes.
George's father didn't celebrate Christmas. He celebrated Festivus, which is not a real thing at all.
Uh-huh.
And during Festivus, when they had dinner, it was time for the airing of grievances, when all the family members would say out loud what they did not like about the other family members.
Yeah, opposite of... Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So to air one's grievances, well, a grievance is something negative that you feel about someone else. And to air, just like air one's dirty laundry, the expression I gave before, means to say it out loud.
Right.
So to air one's grievances means to say out loud what you are feeling negatively about another person or a group of people. Maybe you might have an office meeting, and in that office meeting, you might have the opportunity. Okay, today, listen, things haven't been great recently, so let's just air our grievances today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all say the things that we feel like we need to say. You could do this in a romantic relationship as well. If you've been fighting with your partner, maybe you want to sit down and have a talk and air your grievances, meaning get it all out, say it out loud, the things that you've been unhappy about, right?
Exactly.
All right. We will leave it there for the Steve Hatherley Show for this afternoon. Thank you oh so much for being with us over the last couple of hours. Kaylin, thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you have a lovely Valentine's Day.
Oh, you too.
All right. Very good. thank you, as always, for your listenership as well. We'll wrap it up today with The Replacements, Unsatisfied. Enjoy that track. Enjoy your day. We're back tomorrow. Hatherley out.